RBNMarketing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is May 13th, 2018. Did I say it right? May 13th, yeah, 2018. 18. Gosh, it's going to be a good day, I'll tell you. Happy Mother's Day to those mothers out there and to others like John McCain, other mothers. But anyway, welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in, as usual, beautiful, absolutely beautiful Western Montana. Spring is here. Join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, the master of dog empires, is down there in the control room answering any calls if you'd like to call in and probably perhaps distract him from playing with his dog Tigger. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and after my first little clip here, the phone lines will be open, so you're welcome to call in. Anyway, daily I notice the corporate side of life. It's basically everything nowadays. You know, the constant inundation of TV commercials and programming that every few minutes they break. It's even here on RBN that some product is being sold to you. And, of course, you're supposed to rush right out and buy that product. And, of course, it doesn't matter whether it's toothpaste, shampoos, brand new car, whatever. Like, I just go out, buy. It's a nation based on consumerism. But anyway, it kind of reminds me of watching these cops on a traffic stop who, that right after they get done writing them a ticket, they tell them to watch for traffic as they pull out. And like, hey, it's like, you know, 6 decades ago, I had my mom tell me that, you know, what to do and what not to do. I don't have to be reminded daily. But, you know, that's the same thing. It's, whether it's a schedule of brushing your teeth, that people have to be constantly told. And this goes right on to every single product you buy where they have these little advisory labels on them to where you're supposed to take 2 tablets as needed for pain. Well, if that's true there, why can't I do that with OxyContin? But anyway, that's a personal joke. But anyway, you're reminded here constantly on food, how to prep food, what temperature to cook it at. And what gets me is it just... Everything is based towards consumerism, and of course, since most families today do not sit at tables, and there's not that very many that actually cook today, unlike Granny down there in Missouri, but there's few families that actually get together, except for the holidays and stuff, and they make their little entourage of meals, but of course, more likely, people were having to read directions, and I just think of the countless hours of listening to my mom, even my dad when he cooked and stuff, of training us how to do certain things, how to make sure food was kept at a certain temperature so it wouldn't spoil. But everything is a constant reminder. Same thing with driving. You drive down the road, slow curves, slow, you know, whatever like that, bumpy road ahead. They won't fix the bumps, but they'll put a sign up, you know. It shows you the hypocrisy of things. But anyway... Same thing with speed limits. We have to constantly be reminded about doing everything. And I just find that's kind of stupid like that, you know. It's almost about as dumb as marking hot and cold on a faucet and knowing that you're going to get burned. if you turn the hot water on only. And of course, here in Montana, it might be a little bit different because it takes a while for our pipes to get thoroughly warmed up. We don't have those instant on in a lot of areas. But anyway, my show tonight is basically a little bit about corporatism. Well, it's quite a lot about corporatism. But the reason is because corporations are good. There's benefits, and no one can disagree with that. And yet there's a shady side of corporatism. And that's kind of like what I kind of want to highlight tonight here. And you'll understand that. Well, here, let me scroll down here. I had this for the last year, but let me... okay. Again, corporations are good for a lot of things, and then there's the shady side of things, like brand labels and whatever like that. Here in Montana, we call it Western Family versus Kraft or something like that. Yeah, there's a lot of discount here like that. Anyway, here's a story out of the Ukraine, the U.S.-backed Nazi regime over there, that mayonnaise laced with motor oil was sold in France from Ukraine. And this Cypol group told the French authorities that on April 21st, crooks delivered them a shipment of 40,000 tons of Ukrainian sunflower oil cut with 280 tons of motor oil. Don't that sound good? But anyway, I just go show you. Some corporations are good. They do a lot for our benefit of our countries. And I use pluralism there in our countries. But anyway, there's a lot of bad. And we know that by the continued seepage from a lot of these, either their nuclear plants or oil companies, where they have damaged and destroyed rivers, the fish, all this. And, of course, later that will all be blamed on some type of human-caused. And, of course, they never say corporate-caused. But anyway, with that, Ken, you want to roll that little clip here before my first break here, and then I'll get back into it.
Go to any city, any town, and any rest stop in America, and you're bound to find the same old shopping centers with the same stores and the same gas stations and the same fast food as any other city. How did just a few companies gain monopoly over the entire country? You know which companies I'm talking about. The Coca-Colas, the Shells, the Comcasts, you name it. Hello everyone, Thought Monkey here. Today we'll be exploring how corporations came to be so powerful and how they have come to dominate our shopping centers and politics. First, a little bit of background about what a corporation is. The word corporation comes from the Latin word corpus, which means body of people. In fact, in ancient Roman law, corporate entities were recognized and even given protection under the law. Similarly today, by definition, a corporation is simply a group of people who have been authorized by law to act as a single legal entity. And while most of the time we use the word corporate negatively, corporations are not innately bad. They can be bad or good, just like people. However, over the past 100 years, corporations have gained certain legal rights that have allowed them to gain more and more power. Again, some use their power responsibly for good, while others recklessly for bad. Think Google versus ExxonMobil. Corporations today are super powerful for a number of reasons. First, corporations are allowed to create political action committees, or PACs for short, which are basically organizations that pool money from members and donate those funds to campaign for or against candidates, ballot initiatives, or legislation. For example, AT&T donated nearly $3 million during the 2016 campaign cycle on funding the campaigns of possible representatives they believed would put out legislation in AT&T's best interest. Second, corporations tend to spend a lot of money on lobbying in Washington in the hopes of influencing politicians on a particular issue. For example, the oil company ExxonMobil has spent over $200 million alone over the past 20 years on lobbying. Just in 2008, the company spent over $29 million in an effort to defeat legislation that addressed climate change. Not only do corporations donate millions of dollars to the politicians they know will act in their best interest, or spend hundreds of millions of dollars on expert influencers trying to get those politicians to sign or block legislation that will help or hurt their companies, but they also employ many revolvers, or people who were at one time government employees that now work for corporations, strengthening the connection between corporations and government further. Of the 29 registered lobbyists that work for ExxonMobil, 22 of them have at one time been government employees. You get the point. Of course, Exxon is just one example out of many. I don't know why I'm ragging on Exxon, but I am. And if you happen to be the CEO listening to this video, please don't come after me. I'm just using you as an example. Anyways, the point is that corporations and the government are tightly wound up within each other. So, how did this happen? Before the late 1800s, corporations were required to be public service organizations and have a stated public purpose. In other words, they were sort of a gift from a group of people to serve the public good. They were tightly controlled and very limited due to widespread public opposition. In fact, the common misconception is that the Boston Tea Party was a protest between the American revolutionaries and the King of England, but rather it was a protest by the Americans against the monopolization of the tea market by the East India Company. In the mid-1800s, during the Civil War and the Industrial Revolution, there was an explosion in the growth of corporations, and with it came the belief by corporate lawyers that they needed more power to operate. Their goal was to remove certain constraints that had been placed on the corporation. After the Civil War was fought and the 14th Amendment was passed, which was created to protect freed slaves and provide them with equal protection under the law, a case was decided in 1886 between Santa Clara County and the Southern Pacific Railroad, which gave corporations protection under the 14th Amendment, declaring them people. The decision read that the defendant corporations are persons within the 14th Amendment, which forbids a state to deny any person equal protection of the laws. Basically, the ruling gave corporations the right to enter into contract with other parties and sue, just like you and I can do. While the original intent of passing the 14th Amendment was to protect freed black slaves, between 1890 and 1910, there were 307 cases brought before the court under it. 288 of those cases were brought to the court by corporations, while only 9 of them by freed black slaves. President Lincoln predicted the growth and power of the corporation long before such a decision was passed by the Supreme Court when he wrote during the Civil War that corporations had been enthroned and an era of corruption in high places will follow, until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of war. Since 1886, there have been at least 11 more major decisions by the Supreme Court that have given corporations additional rights. The most recent two that have had a huge impact on our past two elections have been the 2010 Citizens United versus FEC, which declared that the government can't limit a corporation's political donations. And in 2014, the Burwell versus Hobby Lobby case that says that corporations can assert the religious rights of their owners. The point is that corporations used to look very different than they do today. Their evolution from tightly controlled entities that were meant to serve the public to massive companies that serve themselves first and have a major influence on the political direction of this country has been a slow yet steady process. Their power has come from the decisions of many court cases which have slowly granted them more and more power. The trend is not in the public's favor, rather the corporations. The question remains, however, what now? How can the public limit the power of corporate influence in Washington? Well, the answer seems like it would be pretty simple. Thanks for watching, and if you enjoyed the video, please give it a thumbs up below and subscribe to stay updated with the most recent Thought Monkey video.
And finally, it loaded another version when I got disconnected and I tried to reconnect. Anyway, we're back on. Are we live? Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I don't know if anyone's been listening here, but Kenneth and I was talking there. My Skype has been giving me problems here. I keep getting like Skype instance one running, and then it won't allow me into my chat room window or anything like that. I mean, it's ridiculous here. So anyway, somehow I got disconnected there, and all I was trying to do was get my chat window back up. But anyway, so with that line of thought there, with all these corporations and how they control things, and yes, there's good and there's bad. And, I mean, definitely there's a lot of good to corporations, except when corporate fascism comes in. And that's like you'll notice in the little presentation there about how Congress and those get together and they lobby with all their congressional people. And so when you hear a thing that Susan Rice has over $50 million in the bank, and yet she's only paid $174,000 a year, you wonder how these corporations add to all these politicians to get all their policies enacted, which generally screw people. And in a lot of cases, especially in the United States here, which means the deaths of millions of people in wars to do this nation building across the planet where they have flat out destroyed everything, infrastructure, name it. And of course, corporations, they bid highest to go in there and rebuild with, of course, U.S. Labor and everything. Therefore, screwing the people of those countries out of it. And right now we see that over in Syria, where all the big entities of Russia, China, even there's other areas down in, I think it was Qatar, that had mentioned about the effort to help Syria rebuild. And of course, this is billions and billions of dollars. And now the IMF comes out and says that they're even willing to talk to Syria about a loan. And of course, remember, Syria doesn't have this privatized central banking. This was one of the premises behind all the attacks on Libya, Iraq, and Lebanon. Sorry about that. I said Lemon. Anyway, Lebanon and again, Russia, China, they all have their own private banks, not private central banks. They're not tied to it. But with those big, huge IMF loans comes a massive debt. And of course, the survivors in those areas are supposed to repay that debt at interest, of course, to enslave them for decades to come. And I always try to tell my friends and stuff like that to get out there and read that Dushara document there from Ramsey Clark, because if you read or were aware of the amount of destruction that was actually done over there in Iraq, you would actually see what's going on there. And this is what this nation building is. And John Perkins, the economic hitman, highlighted this quite a bit. Didn't say whether or not he was still doing the job, but this is to make these countries banana republics, just like the United States is becoming today, just a mere vassal of others that are operating outside. And we see this with the Brexit movement and others, nations that are trying to get out from the arm or wing of these massive conglomerates known as government today, which are all, just like the United States, is a federal corporation. And they're the ones that control the mass amount of commerce and such that travels through those countries. And I look at things a little bit different myself, because I can look at Google Earth and say, look at a city like New York City. And I've never been impressed about New York City or anything like that. But I had a rat maze or a mouse maze when I grew up as a kid there. It is a little plastic tubes you could add on and build bigger and bigger and have up to 200 mice that eventually your dog would knock over one of the arms and you'd have 200 mice through the house. But when you look at Google Earth, these big cities, I see all these main highway arteries and stuff that go through the town. And these are basically there not for you, but for these corporations to get you to and from their doors. And, of course, the side streets, what they call it, priority two roads like we have here in Montana, they're the last to get plowed and all this stuff. But as long as you got commerce going right to a business. And the only, building of roads and stuff, of course, that go into the nice residential areas, of course, is because then when you get a home, you have to have all the insurances. You have to pay the power bill. And more we see that there's a fight on those that are going off-grid because, of course, they want you paying for the crimes of these corporations which have been getting away with it for years. I've talked about the Bhopal accident that happened back in the 80s, where that massive corporation, a chemical plant, had injured upwards of 500,000 people, or to make the media sound good, over a half million, but it killed tens of thousands in the first weeks. And of course, the only crime was that there were six of those that were indicted and got 2 years in jail and $2,000 fine. And that's not bad for killing upwards of 40-some-odd thousand people instantly and then leaving all the disabilities from lung problems and whatever later on. It reminds me of my grandma years ago. I remember when she'd feed us kids cereal or anything like that, when she'd get to the end of the box, I think it was Kellogg's popcorns or something like that, some variety of that. But anyway, it came with a nice tin foil inside lining. And I remember my grandma, she used to get out, open up the box, and she would carefully, shake all the debris from the inside of it and nicely fold that aluminum up, because she would use it eventually some other time. And my mom was kind of industrious like that too, probably learning from her mother. And of course, I learned that from my parents too. But, of course, right now you're not supposed to save or anything like that. They keep talking about all the waste in America. China refuses to accept any more of the U.S.'s debris. But you're supposed to just run out and buy a brand new roll of aluminum foil. Anyway, got a commercial break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this.
Turn to
radio. Anytime or anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in western Montana. And I was going to finish up with a couple things here, but we have a caller online, Andy in Texas. Good evening, Andy. I hope your day is going well.
Oh, my day is going great. I hope your day is going well.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, well, hey, no, you're right. I mean, we currently live in a fascist society where corporations and government have merged together to regulate the people and whatnot. And it's seen by the way these people are getting into office. They spend $12 million to get a $235,000 a year job. A lot of times when they win the election, the DNC or the RNC will pay them back their money they spent on the election. But okay, fine and dandy, but how do you get, like, Nancy Pelosi? She had just over $1 million or so dollars when she was elected. Now she's worth over $100 million, and she's been in Congress for 30 years. I mean,
yeah, but Andy, you got to remember in Pelosi's case that dust collects interest, you know.
Oh yeah, but not only that, she pushed forward. I think the high speed rail has something to do with this Dianne Feinstein or one of them. One of them got the high speed rail system that hasn't even got off the ground in California, but they got dollars going to that. But not only that, if you look around, corporations are beating us in other ways too. I mean, look at these plastic bottles. That's a great boost to the economy for the oil companies too, who make the plastic bottles and stuff. They make these disposable products so that we'll just use, fill up the landfills, and then these corporations have to reproduce and stuff. They got us doing this green energy stuff with the wind and the solar and all this stuff, but
Well, Andy, let me interrupt you. You remember back in the 70s when almost every can and stuff had a 5 cent or whatever deposit on it?
Yeah, bottles did, of course. Yeah, absolutely,
They don't encourage any recycling nowadays. It's even like when I mentioned a while back here that I'd gone to a recycling place to drop in my aluminum cans there. You got a lot of muffle on your phone there, too. But anyway, they had a computer there, and I was looking for a video card, and I asked if I could buy the video card of that computer, and they says no. You know, and of course, that was because all computers are sent back to Boise, Idaho for data retention. In other words, they're going to scan the hard drives and everything like that. But this is the society we live in nowadays. It's to get corporate secrets or anyone's patent ideas, or, you know, it's to be able to scoff through all that information, you know.
Well, look at the cars that they're making now too. Most of them are made out of plastic, and as soon as you get in a small accident, they total your car. And that's there so the car industry can make money, because the insurance is going to pay it back. Well, the insurance is a scam in itself,
and they just run up the premiums even more.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is a whole scam we live in. We live in what I would call bizarro world. I mean, nothing makes any sense. We're talking all this green, let's save the world and stuff. You know, I sit here with my dogs. I take care of a bunch of pit bull dogs. And my boss is a truck driver, but he keeps buying all these wrecked cars and stuff. He owns a car lot. He's never going to fix these things. I think he's being ripped off. There's just no point where he's going to put these. It's going to cost him more money to put them back together than it would for him to buy a new car. And that's the reason why the insurance companies keep trashing these cars. I mean,
well, Andy, it's the same thing. It's like I have a Ford Ranger. I just watched it turn over 274,000 miles last night. But anyway, nowadays, if you want to do a self-repair on your vehicle, you have to go out and buy a special wrench.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, not to mention that the EPA is in there, too. They're making their money, too, because, you can put your car back together, but if it doesn't pass the emission test, you got to go back to the drawing board again. So, I mean, this whole world is rigged against the American people. It's made to take money out of our pocket, push us into bankruptcy, make us pay higher insurance costs. I mean, everything is rigged against us in this country, and frankly, I'm sick of it. It only took me 8 years of studying this stuff to figure out how screwed we are.
Yeah, my friend Otto had called me right from Portland here right before the show there, and he told me he just stopped at the store and bought a bottle of water for $2.50. I said, do you realize that water costs more than gasoline right now?
Hey, you know what? When I was a kid, you could buy 10 candy bars for a dollar. Now you can't even get one.
Yeah, all right, Andy. Hey, thanks for calling in. I got a break here. So anyway, you take
you,
care, and thanks for your input, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You are listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful Western Montana. You know, speaking about corporations and stuff, one of my friends that I follow there on Twitter from down there in Australia just sent out a tweet here not too long ago. And, yep, there you go. Ken sent me a photo. Anyway, the article is entitled, How We Arrive at Budgets We Can't Trust. And before I go on further there, there's a video on YouTube called CAFR, C-A-F-R. And if you watch that, it's about, no, I think 19 minutes or shorter. But it basically describes about how, like locally, when your city says they want to build a new public restroom, or they need a patrol prowler car, or they need to hire a new deputy and stuff, how they adjust the books, their so-called city budgets, to reflect the need for that. And yet, like here in Montana, they'll always say that we have $200 million or something like that in surplus funds and whatever. But anyway, in the meantime, there's constant fuel taxes, all this stuff, whatever, you know, tax after this. You know, of course, in Montana, we don't have a state tax, which is nice, but they make up for it in other ways. But anyway, But that CAFA report outlines how these local cities work as far as telling you what they need for their budgets and how to appropriate more through mill levies and stuff, which I've always wondered, like, if you as a parent have already raised your children 30 years ago and they've gone through schooling and stuff, why do you now currently have to pay mill levies for the next batch? It should be just that generation, especially since they're not teaching kids anything in school nowadays. But anyway, unless you want to change your gender. Personal snippet there. But anyway, so the article goes on to say here, it says, how we arrived at budgets we can't trust. It says, this is in Australia, of course. After last week's appalling effort, the resort to misleading practices in the budget is reaching a point to where the public's disrespect and distrust of politicians is spreading to the formerly authoritative budget papers. Goes on to say, we were used to spin and with slippery words. Now it's just spin doctors with slippery numbers. They're not just gilding the lily. They're creating an unreal world in which the truth is absolutely concealed. And it goes on to say, it gives me no joy to be telling the people not to believe what they read in the budget papers. I'd rather be telling them that, of course, the budget figures can be trusted and that they should be, heed the advice of the nation's most senior and respected economists. Sorry about that. Anyway, but this goes to show you, though, the amount of corporatism that is being taken over. And, of course, these budgets, Australia right now is in a massive trying to move it to solar. And if you research that, it's kind of interesting what they have planned and proposed. But, of course, the solar is still going to be run to homes, which means that you have to pay a subscription base, which I had replied to that article there about the fact, why don't they just run a grant service, low interest or no interest, to where people could get their own solar panels and cells and whatever like that and build their own private infrastructure so that when the city power and stuff goes off for 9-10 hours a day, whatever like that, during these storms or whatever, that you'd still have power on your own local grid system. But no, they want you part of the grid. And that's why you see them where they're limiting the places where you can plant gardens. You're supposed to go to the store to buy your produce. Laughing with Kenneth there before the show there. He's talking about mowing lawns there. And, of course, in Texas, you can be fined for not having your lawn mowed. One guy was just released from jail and got home to find out he had a ticket on his fence that he had been cited for his overgrowth of his lawn. But they have all the means and resources to go out there and tax people to make sure they comply with 55-mile-an-hour speed limits or 75, whatever like that, you know. And yet there are absolute war criminals that are in office right now that are running this or ruining this country, I should say, that continue to get away with what they're doing. But yet the guy with the license plate illumination light that's out, he's the criminal. He needs to be stopped, you know. And this is what just I can't think of any more sheer hypocrisy when you see a traffic stop and or listen to it on the radio here. And you'll hear that after the officer ID'd four different people in the vehicle, of course, 38 minutes later, there was no arrest, nothing like that. And his reason for stopping the vehicle was that license plate illuminator. Or one funny one they use here in Montana during the wintertime is when the license plates get blocked up with snow as you're driving down the road 5 miles and they haven't plowed the road, that, of course, your entire rear end gets all fuzzed up with that snow. And, of course, you're restricting your limitation to your vehicle and you're cited for that. And, of course, drive 5 miles more and there'll probably be another highway patrol sitting there to cite you again. But that's how corporations work. And again, the United States, by law, by definition, is a federal corporation. So anyway, on line with what I was saying earlier there, you know, the same thing that, like I say, with when you're watching TV shows and stuff, like Heavy Rescue. I was enthralled with that because I did some EMS work here and QRU, as they call it, quick response units to these accident scenes. And out here in rural Montana, that really plays a massive part. Because the towns are so far apart, and when you say a sheriff's office dispatches a fire unit or something like that, they have to receive the dispatch, get dressed, drive to their fire hall, get their equipment warmed up to whatever like that, and then take off and drive 20, 30, 40 miles like that to a scene. So these quick response units locally are a lot nicer. But anyway, this one show like Heavy Rescue, where they openly admit, and this isn't just here in America, it's in Canada, it's everywhere, where these big crane operators go out there and they help pull these big semis and stuff that have wrecked, or cars or whatever like that. And, of course, that's probably because they weren't watching the sign that says slippery when wet. You have to be reminded about that. Or bridge may be icy. You know, of course it is. But anyway, everyone has to be told that over and over. But anyway, so say a truck goes down 85 feet of a, or tears out 85 feet of a guardrail and goes down over an embankment some, and of course it's blocking traffic. And of course you have to think of the 80,000 pounds that have like an hammer that have driven the tractor trailer into the ditch or like that, and probably killed the, you know, the driver, whether it's a him or her. And their main interest, of course, is, you know, is documenting the scene, probably for insurance causes, for the to rise at the insurance cost for the firm that the guy worked for, or the gal, and of course it goes on from there. But you'll always say then that the main interest is getting the highway back open again, because millions of dollars of commerce flows by that area at any given point, and so that's the primary concern, is keeping the highway open. And you know, that's legitimate there, because no one likes to sit there and wait for hours in line as they clear an accident, except the oil companies that know that you'll be buying gas from trying to sit there trying to stay warm as you're idling your vehicle, waiting and waiting and waiting. But anyway, but that's just how it works. So, anyway, you know, recently here, and this is on corporations, you have to understand how the corporations work. And again, I have to say again that the United States is a federal corporation. So these corporate rules and the way they get things done is one thing. But it, just recently we had Ray McGovern. I wanted to get him on the show here, but I hadn't got a reply for him, so I'm not sure if he's up to answering his email or not. But anyway, he was being tackled for expressing his views as a former CIA agent about the appointment of Gina Haspel. And of course, President Trump chose to take over the CIA, which is okay, I guess. But it's a well-respected figure within, you know, saying that his pick is Gina Haspel was a well-respected figure within the intelligence community. Well, apparently not. Of course, this is because she's tied to very, very dark elements of the spy agency's past. And, of course, this is highlighted where it says she ran a secret post-September 11th overseas black site where detainees were subjected to torture, and she participated in the willful destruction of over 90 videotapes of some of those interrogation sessions. Her role in the shameful moments in America's history must be central to the questioning she faces during the Senate confirmation process. She must not be confirmed unless, you know, she's clearly... we call it convincingly, that explains her actions. But see, McGovern here, who was a former CIA agent, if you stand up to question anything that the CIA does or has done, like all the warning labels above, you know, that it's policy. It becomes just part of the U.S. policy anymore, that you go into these countries and you illegally detain, capture, move them to Gitmo or whatever like that. This is no different than in Rhine, on the Rhine over there with the Allied German POW camps, which over a million were starved to death in. But of course, once upon capture, they were simply reclassified from POWs to some kind of enemy combatants, and they sat there and deteriorated in these camps. It's the same in Iraq, where thousands of Iraqi soldiers walked up to the U.S. military with no arms, hands in the air, and wanting to surrender, and they were mowed down. This is all documented. And it's shameful because, again, the governments, want you to accept everything that's done in the world as being part of or in your name. And why people don't realize that in your name is why so many people hate this country. So when you see someone over in Iran that's screaming death to America, it's not the fact that it's just America. It's a fact of the 1953 coup that was down there, the 1980s shooting down of the Iranian passenger jet, which killed 190-some-odd passengers. You know, people just get tired of this. And I've highlighted this before, just like the French. And there are French underground, where they knowingly, as resistance fighters to the illegal occupation of Nazi Germany, went around and they blew up bridges, rail systems, and tunnels, whatever like that. I was featured to you on Hogan's Heroes. Can't you believe that, you know? But anyway, they were part of the resistance. And so when the U.S., without U.N. approval, goes into Iraq and stuff, and those Iraqis want to defend their country, they have been rebranded from freedom fighters to insurgents. And, of course, you're supposed to feel bad when an American gets his legs blown off or something from an IED or whatever. And, of course, yeah, we do feel bad for that. But in the first place, they shouldn't have been over there because it's an illegal occupation. And I've commented on this, too, about the fact that when the U.S. by force, like right now, they're talking about overthrowing Venezuela's government, overthrowing Iran's government. These Western allied forces want you to go in there or watch them go in there and totally bomb a country into smithereens, set up another government, and then tell its constituents over there that they can dye their little fingers purple and go vote and have a share in their democracy. Now, does that sound right? I don't think it does. But anyway, trying to read too many different comments here. But anyway, yeah, so I'll give you a brief insight to that policy. You know, on September 11th, 2001, we had 9/11. They'll never let us forget that. It's kind of like the Jewish Holocaust. It's a date that will live in infamy, you know. But anyway, where they alleged some of all the terrorists were linked to Saudi Arabia through who? Bin Laden's family. And, of course, that same Saudi link was then highlighted in the 28 redacted pages for your eyes only for certain members of Congress and stuff to be able to go and view of those that were behind the 9/11 events, allegedly. So anyway, so today the Saudis are a treasured ally to the United States. This is someone that is blamed for attacking America, 3,000 lives roughly killed, you know. God knows how many cancers and stuff from the fallout, debris and stuff from the buildings, dust particles and asbestos and everything like that. But, you know, these are allies today. And so yet today, the Saudis are treasured, and, of course, in which arms sales into the hundreds of billions have been inked out now. And, of course, arms today that are killing thousands of Yemen under the policies set forth by this and other governments. And, of course, that's because the Houthis over there had rejected their U.S. puppet leader over there. So why am I highlighting this? Because of policy. Policy is, as described, a course or principle of action adopted or proposed by a government, party, business, or individual. If you remember, I had David from News Now Houston on here, where he goes around, he films these, he legally films under his First Amendment constitutional right, buildings, regardless of whether they're FBI, DES, DEA, we're like that. And of course, those from those corporations come running out saying, hey, you can't do this. You can't do that. And of course, it's a constitutionally protected right that he's able to go out and take pictures. And of course, during that, the company's stated policy is that, you know, and of course, policy isn't law, but usually one of those shills will come out from one of those companies and say, well, you can't do that. It's against our policy like that. Well, the policy is to inward workings of the business. It does not control anything on the outward streets, especially from public view. You know, a famous note out of that is that you cannot trespass the eyes. And I always like to hear where law enforcement will sit there and allege that David is a terrorist, and David will simply reply, I can see more on Google than I can sitting here with my camera. You know, a lot of these places have their fences that are 12 foot high or whatever like that. You can't see over them. But get on Google Earth. You can look right over them. You can see the shades, whatever like that. You can see what they got, you know. But, you know, of course, this is because everyone has got this fear built into them. And, of course, why am I going there with this? And it's because it reminds me of Obama, my fifth cousin, who said, you know, if those that have nothing to hide have nothing to fear, basically. And, of course, remember, he ran the most open and transparent administration ever. But anyway, Congress is now weighing in on indefinite detention of Americans. And this is a new proposed bill that's coming up. And it's the Defense Authorization Act, of course, AUMF. And, of course, written in that is some language that might concern a lot of people. And, of course, this is all related to the 2001 attack from Saudi Arabia and those against America, in which it changed the scope of law here in the United States forever. And this is known through the NDAA and stuff. But anyway, the proposed 2000 AUMF bill would replace the 2001 AUMF that Congress gave George Bush. And what this allows is basically for President Trump to go out there and do unlimited warfare, or as it says, would codify presidential power to make war whenever and wherever he chooses. And, of course, this is kind of on the cusp of that Lugar-Obama bill, to where any nation that held these man pads could be preemptively bombed by the United States as a measure on this war on terrorism. We'll be back with more on this right in a few seconds here, so hang in there and stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're discussing here a little bit about this AUMF. And what was noticed about this new AUMF is the fact that Chris Hedges, Noam Chomsky, and Daniel Ellsberg, of course, he was known for the Pentagon Papers, and other human rights activists and journalists back then sued Barack Obama and the U.S. government in January 2012, claiming that the NDAA would have a chilling effect on their freedom of speech because they could be arrested. And I'm referring to right now again with Ray McGovern, the fact that even standing up and voicing what should be under your First Amendment right to air any grievances with your government or what it's doing, this falls in the category today of everything being labeled as fake news. And now even the videos and whatever you're seeing posted on YouTube are coming along with a wiki article or a fact-checked type thing there to where it's only approved by the government. And anything else is hearsay, and don't watch this. And anyway, you're right, Murr. But anyway, If this goes through here, you'll see that like this fake news. I actually think, of course, I could be wrong, but years of watching or being in communications and whatever, that you see things or trends, and you realize that this fake news agenda that's being pushed right now, and those that owned corporate media, and Trump always referring to fake news, that I think eventually we're going to have the Emmanuel Goldstein of 1984. George Orwell, who was the enemy created by the state for the state, and it was disseminated to you across every local living room TV, the bank waiting machines where you're sitting there at the drive-in at your local pub or bar, and of course every shopping center, so that everything, every TV is tuned to it. Matter of fact, I just saw an article that Trump has now asked that Fox News be put in every single, I forget which area there, but this, of course, is to keep the people up on what's coming from the official state authorized media. And I think that's why there's such a war on the independents there, because people just don't like us to think. Just go along. But anyway, again, as it mentioned there, like with Eon that I had on here a couple weeks ago from over in Britain there, that this Skripal's case of the alleged poisoning of Russian agents or ex-agents there, that whenever you come out and you say anything against the state, well, then instantly you're the target. It's almost like watching Bill O'Reilly. Whenever he was questioned about anything to do with 9/11, instead of the people taking the official narrative of the story, instantly Bill O'Reilly was calling them tinfoil hat wearers. And, of course, now it has been released that these buildings did not drop from planes hitting them, but were imploded. And, I mean, it just keeps you on to what's really going on here. But a state-run media seems like this is where we're headed. Anyway, coming up here on a break here, we'll be right back after this. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Why, it is. Yeah.
Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive.